You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's Thursday, it's SME of the Week time, and I have the pleasure of having our SME join me in studio for this conversation. I'm joined in studio by the co-founder of Double Shot, that is Elaine Rosa. Good evening, Elaine. Thanks so much for coming through, and thanks for taking the time. What's Double Shot?
Double Shot is a speciality tea and coffee business.
Mm.
So, in a nutshell, so we're from seed all the way through to cup.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So my business partner is a farmer, and he gets to live in the nice, pretty side of the world on a beautiful, gorgeous farm in Malawi, called Setemwa, and he produces the raw base of most of our products, and then we do the value add locally in South Africa. We're not limited to what he produces. I mean, obviously with the coffee side of things, it's from all over the world and it's seasonal and that, but most of our tea bases will be from his estate. And I always prefer to use it, not just because it's his stuff, but because his quality is so good.
Now, Elaine, you say the rest of it, or everything that's not farm, is done kind of here. That includes everything from bottling to labeling to full production is done here.
Yeah. So we'll get
that's impressive.
Well, okay. So I mean, he'll obviously grow, let's say they're one of the tea bases. He'll grow the teas. He'll process the tea on his estate.
Mm.
We will then get that tea. I mean, you can use that tea as a tea, right, as it is. But we will then make it into an iced tea, or we'll make it into, let's say, our masala chai concentrate, or otherwise we'll blend it into a flavored tea, that kind of thing. So we'll take it to a value add sort of step of the business.
And I find this very interesting, because when you think about sort of the coffee and the tea space, everybody kind of naturally gravitates towards coffees. We want to do different coffees, different this, different that. And I mean, you guys have a coffee offering. But what then inspired you to say, we can actually do something really cool with the tea side of it? I mean, you lean into that as well.
Well, okay, this feels like AA. I'm going to have to give you like a confession. I'm actually a tea guy.
Okay.
So like I'm weaned on tea. And I'll give you an even bigger confession. That Alex's dad once confided in me, and he's my partner, the farmer.
Mm.
He looks at me and says, like, he doesn't drink coffee. And it grows coffee. He used to grow. I mean, he was a fascinating character. I had to learn a love for coffee. Nowadays, I drink a fortune of coffee. I drink a fortune of tea as well. But when I got into the business, it was with tea aspirations. Alex is primarily a tea grower, and it was always about the tea. The coffee is, when we got into it, we saw the coffee as being necessary in the local market to make the tea work.
Mm.
The coffee was tagged onto the tea, and as opposed to the other way around. I mean, they are mutually both, hand in hand as important in the business. But really, the objective was, to get both feet on the ground, we felt we needed to do tea and coffee. So the coffee side of it, actually, I had to really learn on the trot how to do it.
I feel like this is becoming somewhat of a safe space. I myself am not a coffee man either.
I knew it. I could see it in your face.
No, I guess I never got into it, right? And there are people out there that genuinely have a strong passion for coffee, and there's nothing wrong with that. I think I'll have a cup of coffee. I'm not the person that goes out and says, I must have coffee to function kind of thing.
Right.
I'll enjoy a good coffee and all of that. But personally, I've always really, really enjoyed iced teas. So imagine surprise when I walk into a Seattle and I find a Double Shot Kling peach iced tea, because there are peach iced teas out there. There's Boss, there's Lipton. There are peach iced teas out there, but that is a peach iced tea. It's not a Kling peach iced tea.
Right.
And I remember very clearly my aunt has a peach tree in her backyard.
Yeah.
And every year I'd go visit, because we'd get Kling peaches from there, right? And so I'm a huge peach fan.
Right.
And so when I saw this in the store, I was like, this can't, if it doesn't taste the same, I'm going to be eternally disappointed, right? And I wasn't. I'll be very honest. I actually enjoy the drinks. And you've brought us some in studio.
Yeah.
Let's get into that. What have you brought for us?
Can I jump the gun over there?
Mm.
Because I know one of your other questions is, why did I start the business?
Yes.
You've just answered it. That's literally why I started the business. That story that you just said about your aunt, that was it. You know, I wanted to do something exactly like that, that taps into your nostalgia. It's that happy kind of feeling.
Mm.
None of these things are nutritional products. And none of them are, they're not bad for you. They're all good for you because I just put good stuff into them. But that's not their objective.
Mm.
You know, I'm not trying to give you
healthy,
you know,
alternative to.
They are healthy because I want them to be good.
Yes.
But
you also want people to enjoy them.
That's, there you go. And literally, stories like what you just said over there, that's the crux of the business.
Oh, that's great.
So let's drink.
Yes. What are we having first?
Okay, we're going to start off with a light lemon because you said you don't like lemon so much. And I thought we'd just get
lemon iced tea.
Let's get out of the way.
I can't,
So there's a few things you'll notice about the product. So,
you can smell the honey from it. You mentioned that there was honey. You can actually, you can smell it immediately.
Yes. The key to this, and it sounds like, you know, here's like the secret, but I just don't put rubbish in it. It's like really just that simple.
It is one of the less is more, right?
Yeah, there's no preservatives, there's no additives. It's really good tea from Alex's estate. It's got honey in it. It's got, it doesn't have any rubbish in it. And for that, it makes it a bit complicated to produce. I mean, we're having to pasteurize it and, you know, it's a bit of a volatile product for that. And it's not, and we're handling leaves as opposed to extracts. But in the end, that's what makes it good. So it's just not putting rubbish in. That's really the secret.
For those listening out there, the voice that you heard there was the voice of my producer, Kaldora. She's joining the conversation in studio. We're sampling the teas. And I can safely say, you know, it's a really, really good kind of iced tea when our sound engineer has it. For a bit of context, my sound engineer has done, is it 14 Comrades Marathons?
Yes.
Wow.
14 Comrades Marathons. So health is top of priority. And I'm sitting here watching him sip the iced tea, and it seems like it's a very good product. And I guess it speaks to what you're saying.
It's just a classic,
people will enjoy the product.
Yeah. So, I mean, some of the stories to you, I mean, like growing up, I loved iced teas. And then periodically you'd get some really good products coming in. Snapple, fantastic product.
Ooh, I remember Snapple.
Yeah, but they come in sporadically, erratically, you know, and that's kind of why I cottoned on to doing this as well.
But tea's not all that you do, Elaine. What else does the business have? I mean, I see there's a new product here that's being launched, but you also mentioned that you do something like coffee syrups and
yeah. So it's a little bit of a juggling act, and we've sort of diversified possibly a little bit too much. It's always this kind of tussle between keeping very focused and diversifying a bit. So the core business is exotic coffee beans. Mm-hmm. We do a range of seasonal coffee beans. The roasting part of that is a lot of fun. The drinking part is also a lot of fun. So I've gotten into coffee. And they're always very, very, that's a really fun part of the business, actually. Then we've, to tag onto the coffees, we've made a range of flavor syrups. Same ethos. So, for example, we've got a hazelnut flavor syrup. We'll actually toast the hazelnuts, grind them down. We'll brew and extract the flavors from them, and we'll make
that's impressive.
Proper hazelnut. Mm. You know, real, if you're allergic to nuts, it'll kill you. but otherwise, it's fantastic, you know. The vanilla ones, it's got real vanilla in it. And each of the products, they've just got real ingredients. Right? That tags on, and I mean, people use it for making cocktails and all that other kind of stuff, but it's primarily an add-on to your coffee. If you want to make
iced coffees would go great with it.
Exactly. That's exactly the sort of thing. So that's the second part of it. Then we do the loose leaf teas. The loose leaf teas are where I actually started off in. So that would be all different types of blends, like strawberries and cream rooibos, or a, you know, passion fruit and peach green tea, or you know, all those kind of things. Then, still in the same kind of line, we then have the iced teas, which are what you just had there now. They use the same bases, and then now we've introduced these sodas. The sodas are the biggest deviation from the tea and coffee, you know, core.
Mm.
And we've done three flavors so far. We will introduce a fourth flavor. The fourth flavor will be a totally roaming flavor, which is I can do small batches of and change up as we go along.
Nice. So you're able to, if the market doesn't necessarily like it, you can always chop and change. And
yeah. It's partly selfish as well, because it keeps my ADD busy. And
okay.
Every now and then I like get like a bee in my bonnet that's, hey, that would be really cool. And
you try it.
Yes. And then I can do a batch of 700 liters. It's once off, dum, and then off it goes. So that's the idea.
I want to get into this from a business perspective, right? The business has been running since 2011,
yes.
Right? And you just said you think you are too diversified. How do you get to too diversified after a global pandemic? How did you get through that and come out of it and say, you know what, we still have enough to diversify? I mean, everything from production, it must be a cost to you, to bottling, to packaging, to getting it into stores and all of that.
Well, it's quite lean.
How did you survive the pandemic?
The business is very lean.
Mm.
So, and thank God we've got some amazing clients as well. We lost a lot of the smaller guys during the pandemic. But our bigger clients were great, and they just generally, we've got some really, really good people that we are very, very fortunate to supply. And so we managed to weather through that, but it wasn't easy. We signed on for a cafe space just before the pandemic hit, and we rode out in a new development, a cafe, which was the wrong size, et cetera, through the pandemic. And it was harsh. I mean, there I was with full-blown COVID standing out in a courtyard having to, like, retrench some people without a voice. It was nasty.
Proper,
Full
pandemic experience.
Yeah, the full pandemic experience. You know, death on every side.
Yeah.
So it was very lucky. I mean, it's thanks to, like God's grace and having some fantastic customers. And I think the fact that we were diversified also helped us. Let's say we were a pure coffee business, we would have been destroyed because that side of the business would have, I mean, I saw a lot of our competitors and some big competitors closing doors. Mm. I mean, all the guys who were focused on just supplying the corporates closed doors. The guys who were also dependent on restaurants, you know, closed doors.
So as we taste another flavor,
sugar peach. Or hibiscus vanilla.
You also have a subscription service on your website as well.
Yes.
Did that come about through COVID or
No. Did
you have that before?
No. So the website's been an ongoing challenge. The objective of the website was to try and build in a degree of customization ability, you know, so that a person could have a regular delivery of a range
like
of products.
A wine club, but
yes. It's still work in progress. And you know, I'm fine tuning that side of things as we go along.
You're learning as you develop.
Correct. Yeah. But definitely the online side is before the pandemic hit, I really was focused on trying to get the online side of the business more traction. When that hit, I mean, straight away we knew that was where you had to actually really focus.
So fast forward to 2024, what lies ahead for the business? Yeah, as we taste another one of the flavors, what lies ahead for the business? Where to from here? How do you now see the way the business is going to grow? Do you guys have a physical store? Are you expanding to other regions or other areas?
So we currently have a tiny little pick-up and go cafe in Oxford Parks. It's a fantastic little spot. It's quite a busy little space.
I'm sorry, that's really nice. That is really
wait until you get to the Kling Peach.
That is really good.
I know, I've had that one before, but this is phenomenal.
Like, hibiscus is a cool thing. You get some great ones from Nigeria, from Sudan, Egypt.
I appreciate that it's light. So when you taste iced teas, historically it's always been, you kind of get the processed taste. This tastes a little more natural than...
You can taste the tea as
well. It's not like it's bottled. And I think that's what I appreciate about iced teas.
Yeah, it's not extracts. There's no sorbic acids. There's no, you know, I mean, it's like I say, it's really simple. It's what you put in is what you get out. You know, there's no mystery in it.
Tastes fantastic. So people can get hold of you on doubleshot.co.za if they're looking at the website. But you said you have a physical store.
We have a little pick up and go store. It's a busy little space. Most of the products are for sale inside there. But we deliver nationwide. So, I mean, our big push now is just to try and export. We've been doing some exports, but really we want to drive that. I mean, given the macro economy and the kind of the current trajectory we're going in, I think that's really where it's at for us.
It's an interesting outlook, considering exporting then means going into new markets,
yes,
going into new spaces where the Double Shot name might not be known.
Yeah, 100%.
But at the same time, it wasn't known when you started it in South Africa,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So, I mean, this could be like me going the doom and gloom of, you'll interview me again in a year or two and you'll see how this went. But really, that I think that is our thrust. I think that the current market is very challenging in terms of it's very unstable. We'll see what happens after the elections. But there's a lot of challenges over here. So even if we get a 1% of one of our lines in a big thriving economy, we should be okay.
Mm.
And I think we can be quite competitive doing some of the manufacturing in South Africa and then exporting to countries with a stronger currency. But I mean, that's yet to be seen. I'm open to all suggestions.
Well, there we go. Open to suggestions and definitely, definitely open for business. I think we'll leave it at that, Alain. We're definitely going to taste the rest of the flavors that are here. But for the listeners out there, we've run out of time and we're going to have to leave the conversation there. That's Alain Rosa, who is the co-founder of Double Shot. Be sure to visit them, doubleshot.co.za. They've got some really good products. You can pre-order. They can deliver to you. They can customize your order. If you ask really nicely, just reach out to them. Go to doubleshot.co.za.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.